From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, have renewed their assault on Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second biggest city, Mosul, seeking to capture the town of Besheka. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of Mosul. In the village of Safira, Sunday, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabur, who is leading the operation, said his forces are awaiting air support before continuing their advance.
Our troop in the small mountain here, they control plant power of electricity, but we received some order to stop here because we not have any air support.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the operation to liberate Mosul began a week ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, meanwhile, held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. After meeting Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday, Carter said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraqi-led coalition. The defense chief, who met Friday with Turkey's president, is seeking to ease tensions between Ankara and Baghdad over the presence of more than 1,000 Turkish fighters in Iraq. Cameroonian President Paul Biya Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of Friday's train accident that killed at least 70 people and injured hundreds more. Mr. Biya ordered hospitals to charge the medical bills of the injured to the government and declared Monday a national day of mourning. The passenger train carrying some 1,400 people derailed near the town of Besheka, causing cars to flip over at high speed. This is VOA News.